Eddie, you're through. Did you deserve to be?
I'd need to see it again before saying that. I mean, first half, it's not going to be pretty watching. We were poor. I thought Portsmouth were very good. I think you have to give them a lot of credit for how they played. They pressed us. They outpassed us, which is something I haven't said at Premier League level. So I know we made a lot of changes today, but still disappointed with that first half performance. A lot to learn from it, a lot to improve on it. Thankfully, the players showed real character. They rolled their sleeves up second half, and once we made the substitutions, I think we were the better team.
I guess you can prepare your players for what they're going to be facing, but ultimately, until they actually come and face it, it's making the decisions on the day, isn't it?
Well, I spoke to the players numerous times in the week about what we were facing today. I knew it would be a really tough game. I think any cup tie here is difficult. The crowd, the South Coast derby, the tempo of the game, I think, was always going to be very high. We didn't deal with it very well. Certainly stuff for us to go away and look at. But we stayed in the game. We didn't go two down. And then I think as the second half wore on, we began to create chances and dominate the game. But still, we had to do the hard work and get the two goals to win it.
I know you never like to take credit for decisions during the game, but the introduction of Matt Ritchie and Mark Pugh certainly seemed to energise the team a bit.
I don't think it was a difficult decision, really, from my perspective. The fact you've got two quality players there who know the way we work so well, never let us down. And again, they came on and changed the game. I also felt the two strikers, the dynamic of those two together really changed things for us as well. So I was very pleased with the closing stages of the match.
Once you got that equaliser, did you feel then you had it in you to go and win it?
Yeah, I always felt that 1-0 we were well in the game, 1-0 down. Really pleased to see Josh King score on his return. And as I say, him and Lewis Grabban looked really a real partnership towards the end of the game. But certainly stuff for us to go away and work on. We know we're not getting carried away with that. You know, the fact it's a win and everyone will go great, but you know, we know that we've got things to improve on that performance.
So it seems strange, isn't it, to talk about Bournemouth these days, trying to avoid being the banana skin that everyone talks about, or slipping on the banana skin.
Well, it's a different challenge for us. Certainly, we've never had that in our history. I've never prepared a team to be the scalp, as it were, and I don't think we dealt with that very well today in the early stages of the game, and it almost seemed to catch us by surprise, even though it shouldn't have done. But I do think you have to give Portsmouth credit, and I can't credit them enough for how they played, because it's easy for them to maybe go direct and cause us problems that way, but they pass the ball. And from watching them in the build-up to this game, I think they've been in really good form and a very good side. I think they'll go all the way this year.
I was going to say, do you think that's seen enough to see they'll get promoted this year?
I think so, definitely, yeah. I think this is a really tough place to come, so I wish them all the best in that.
In terms of players getting minutes under their belt, for Tommy obviously to get through 70-odd is pleasing, like Josh coming back.
Everybody in the team, you can look at that team today that we put out, that all need minutes. Good to see Grabs get through 90 minutes. As I said, Josh King, and you know, everybody needs to play to find their best form, and that's where we judge them immediately on that performance. But in some sense, they did need a spell to get into that game today.
You're into the last 16 now. Obviously, a home draw would be nice. We said it before the game. You've had seven away draws in a row in all competitions, so a nice home tie.
It'd be nice, but just to get through is the main thing. We were desperate to win today for our supporters, for everybody connected with this club. We can't take getting into the last 16 of the FA Cup lightly, and let's see how far we can go.
Finally, it's the transfer deadline on a Monday. Should we be parked outside Dean Court with cameras?
No, not parked outside with cameras. Maybe just pop by once during the day to see what's going on.
Do you think there'll be anything going on?
Yeah, maybe.